As Christians, as Catholics, we are called to witness. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We are called to share our faith with the people around us. The joy of forgiveness, redemption, and salvation through Jesus Christ should be an easy task. After all, we are all thankful for our faith and for our own forgiveness, redemption, and salvation. So why is evangelization so hard for most Christians? Why are we so afraid to share our beautiful faith with others? And I'm not talking about door-to-door evangelism or standing on a street corner with a John 3:16 sign. I'm simply talking about seizing the opportunity to speak to someone about Jesus when that opportunity arises. Ask people how they came to know Christ, and most will tell you it was a one-on-one experience. That someone, not a TV evangelist or a great sermon or a book, but someone who shared their faith. Often it's a friend or coworker, teammate or acquaintance. Sometimes it begins with a simple inquiry as to why you seem so happy or joyful, or why are you so different? It's the perfect time to gently evangelize. But all too often we freeze. We simply remain silent out of fear and miss the opportunity. We are fearful that we don't know what to say, or that what we have to say won't be accepted. It might be taken incorrectly, it might be rejected, or it might be politically not so correct. And so, we remain silent. As Christians in a secular society, we are always fearful to speak out. We no longer say, "Merry Christmas," it's been replaced by "Happy Holidays." When someone sneezes, we no longer say, "God bless you." After all, they might be an atheist and we wouldn't want to offend them or be politically incorrect. We fear rejection, but even Jesus was rejected. In Matthew 19, a young man approaches Jesus and asks what he must do to gain eternal life. When Jesus told him to sell what he had, give it to the poor, and follow him, the young man left, saddened, because he had many possessions. If even Jesus was rejected, then why should we be so fearful to share our faith? Earlier in Matthew 5, we learn that our reward will be great in heaven for the rejection we receive on earth. Yes, but I don't know what to say. In Luke 12:12, we are given comfort of knowing that the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. And it's true. You might not even remember what you said to someone. I rarely do. But through the Holy Spirit, you will always have the right words. And that is a real comfort. There's a story of a man waiting to enter the gates of heaven when he sees a friend being condemned to hell. As their eyes meet, the friend quietly says, "Why didn't you tell me?" The most effective preachers of the gospel are often ordinary laypeople whose lives have been transformed by God's grace. Let's not let fear keep us from opportunities to share the reasons for our faith. This is Tony Agnese.